Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello.
What's up? What's up?
How we doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm trying to get my ears up. Okay, there we go. There we go.
Ears.
Okay, so I wanted to throw this out there, and I asked you guys this a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know if this is the solution, but I was thinking about individualizing this segment and having, like, we get, you know, 50 people who are like, I want to do the birdhouse, and 1 week it's theirs. Next week it's the next guy's.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, we go week to week, girls, guys, whatever it is, they ask the 7-8 questions, whatever it takes, hypotheticals, whatever they want. It's their week, as opposed to everyone.
It's your segment.
I know. I don't know if that's better or not.
Well, try it 1 week and we'll see.
Okay. All right. Travis, what is your email? Because you're the one that's going to be delineating.
Yes. Travis.mejia, MEJIA, at cumulus.com.
Oh, look at that company, man.
A Cumulus Media Station.
That's right.
Loser.
Thank you.
Okay, so email Travis if you want to be the host of the birdhouse. And we'll go from there. We'll see how it works. I'm not guaranteeing we're going to do it at all. We're just throwing it out there.
It's a good idea.
Okay. Yeah, if your questions suck, we're not going to do it.
Yeah, right. We're not doing it then.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Tracy, if you could be homeless anywhere in the world, where would you be?
San Diego.
Would it be California for sure? Right. Somewhere on the southern coast where it's not
beautiful
cold?
There. You could easily get, there's so many breweries. People would give you great beer.
It's true.
Where are you
going to No
have
one
all
is
this
going
money?
To deliver beer to you as
no,
a homeless
no, you,
person.
You walk up to one and you go, yes.
Can I have a beer? And the guy would give you one. I don't, why are my hands? I don't know.
I don't know, but I wouldn't stand out by the interstate at Commerce and 35 over here with the sign every day. I'd try to be proactive.
Yeah, you would try to get somewhere where the temperature would never matter.
Either that or like Lihue on Kauai in Hawaii.
Yeah, but how are you going to get there?
You're homeless. Just row yourself onto a boat or something.
Row?
Like those shipping boats that go across the ocean.
So just hop on like a hobo?
Yeah, you go. They would just... Where are you guys heading?
Like okay, this would...
I'm hopping on.
It would suck to be homeless here.
It's too
you
hot.
Got like 6 months of hellscape.
Yeah, probably so. But you feel like there are more... I don't know. Yeah, you probably have to go to California.
All right.
There's a bunch of them in Ventura, seems like. You see them around.
Yeah, well, I mean...
I can't tell if they're homeless or if they just live on the beach. Or is that homeless, I guess? I don't know.
Yeah.
Do they have a home?
Well, like a tent? Do you consider that homeless if you live in a tent?
Yes.
Right.
And it's 75 there every day.
Yeah, it is.
I might do that.
It's a little chilly at night.
Right, but I mean,
kind of
compared to here,
raise my funds to go get a nice jacket, a little windbreaker,
build a fire.
Compared to here,
beautiful
with the heat and the cold. F that.
Oh,
all right. Darren asks, if you had to wear a giant diamond encrusted chain, what would you choose as the pendant? But I would like to take it one step further. You either dress like you normally do, but every day you have to wear the chains that you see like Adolis wear or. Mm-hmm. Latin baseball players wear. I mean, the big ones.
Yeah.
Or you dress like a Russell Westbrook type outfit every day.
Oh. I think I'd go chains.
I think I'd take the chains. And I'd just have a big D. The letter D.
I was going to say, man.
You can choose that. Bold. Cool, man.
So cocky.
The letter D.
For
my name. Like DJ and...
But do you know how ridiculous it would look?
Why am
and
I?
You couldn't pull it off either.
Hustle and Flow. I couldn't think of the name of the movie. I was going to say
And
Hard Out Here for a Pimp, but that's not the name of the movie. Hustle and Flow.
That's the only reason we know computer.
I'd have a big letter D around my neck.
Those chains that those guys wear. And I would love to know, and I don't know why we've never asked these guys, like, what do those cost? Is it 10 grand? Is it 100 grand? I mean, those
have got to be hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, I bet you that's... The range, I guess.
That one that Jazz Chisholm had in the World Series was
thanks,
massive.
Justin Jefferson had $1 million chain on this weekend.
Did it have a picture of a plane?
It was just a chain, man.
Yeah. I'd rock that, man.
I'd get a diamond encrusted chain of my face.
As opposed kinda, to weird.
Of your face?
Yeah, just hanging down.
What, do you have like a beer mug?
Yeah.
As opposed to the weird short suit or whatever Russell wears on
I could not dress like Russell
like a cartoon.
No.
Westbrook.
That's a little much.
And what other Russell am I talking about?
Wilson.
You just said Wilson.
Did I say Wilson?
Yeah, you sure did.
Oh.
You probably don't want to dress like him either, though.
I mean.
Did I say basketball?
You have to grow your hair out.
I like to go and. Never mind. It was about Sierra.
What about Russell Crowe? You have to dress like him in Gladiator every day.
Jubb Hawk, if Cowboys make the playoffs, they're not making the playoffs, or use a Lainey Wilson accent on the air for a month of shows.
I do the Jubb Hawk for sure. I do that for fun anyway.
Could you pull off the Lainey Wilson accent?
Were you just talking like this all the time?
God.
No, I don't think you could.
Oh my God!
Hey Donnie, what do we have coming up next?
And now she's now she's hosting that thing with Peyton Manning.
Have you seen that commercial?
Yes, where she pops out of the.
Why does who's the other cat?
Luke Bryan.
Why is Luke Bryan looking like his neck hurts in that commercial?
I know.
Like when he's like, aah! Like he can't even look over. The hell is that?
I don't know.
Well, I can't grow a Jubb Hawk, so I would have to go with the Lainey Wilson.
Yeah, you'd have to talk like this.
Unless you wanted to the reverse, and I had to grow like a Ron Washington or a George Jefferson.
Yes.
Dude, that's all I really want out of you. It's the only reason I even hang out with you is because someday I hope you grow that out. And I don't know why you don't right now. It would look so badass.
No, it wouldn't.
It would too.
That's the whole. So you watched.
I agree.
You watched the Jefferson.
That's the way baseball goes.
And every time he was on the screen, you were like, man, George Jefferson looks badass.
He was badass.
No, you didn't.
I did too.
Especially when he gets up on that little stool to look in someone's eyes.
And he's walking all cool and stuff. He was
badass. You should try that.
He owned it.
If you do that, I'll grow a mohawk.
I'll grow a mohawk if you do that.
We'll all grow mohawks.
Yes.
But you have to do it for 1 year.
Oh.
You have to have a mohawk for a year?
That wouldn't fly at
the
house.
You could get like giant spikes. That'd be kind of
cool.
Man,
you're not committed.
How long would it last before your wife said, what are you doing?
She would cut it in my sleep. Like, that's the whole point.
Like three days?
As I'm trying to grow into it, and maybe 3 months in, and she'll notice, why haven't you shaved your head? And then while I'm asleep, you'll hear, then I know it's her cutting my head.
Lord. God.
Okay.
Jeez.
Huh. You hear that often while you're sleeping?
Shut up!
God, again? I'm right here.
That's why I wouldn't move.
I'm right here.
I thought you were good.
You're able to give Jerry a truth serum from Daniel and spend 24 hours with him asking whatever you want.
Oh, that would be fun.
What would you ask him? Would you go tell me the Dion story? Were you trying to tank this year?
White House. Oh my God.
Would you say,
so
I need to know, tell me every story you can remember about every woman you've ever been with? Or do you tell the gate agent story?
There's so many.
All of it. I remember the time we saw him in San Antonio at, I can't even remember the name of the place where he tried to climb up on the bar.
Yeah, Coyote Ugly.
I would love to know when they walked out.
Right. Right. I know.
He's like, yes, of course.
Or when would we go to
details?
When we go to Wichita Falls and there's only one bar in Wichita Falls. It was a college bar. And guess he was macking down on college chicks. I want to know all that.
When we went to the Super Bowl in Tampa, we saw the bus outside of the establishment.
That's right.
I need details on that. How much on a typical night are you spending in an establishment like that? Like, is he throwing down 50 grand just because he can?
Probably. That'd be what, like $5 to him?
Not even that.
Yeah.
$50 grand to him is like cents.
He's like, oh, I dropped a quarter. You can have it.
A nickel, maybe.
Oh, that'd be great.
I know. Diarrhea Butt says, if Texas and SMU played in the CFB playoff at the Hilltop, would that be SMU's biggest game of all time?
100%. Not even close.
I mean, what else would it be? 100%,
that is their biggest game of all time.
Now, they did play in the Cotton Bowl against Pitt, who I think was either undefeated or one loss, and SMU had an outside chance to win the national championship that year in 82. And I can't remember who won it that year. Maybe Clemson. Maybe that was the Georgia last year. I can't. Texas fumbled a punt. I do remember that lost them the national championship. But there was a game. I mean, that was, and they were undefeated. They tied the last game of the year, I think, against Arkansas. So they have been there, but
Clemson won in 81, so who's 82?
83, Cotton Bowl Classic, yeah. SMU 7, Pittsburgh 3. SMU finished 10-0-1.
Yeah, that was the Dan Marino team, too, that they held to 3 points.
Yeah.
Dan Marino. Well,
you tell me, was that game bigger than hosting Texas on the Hilltop for a playoff game?
No.
That would easily be the biggest game in the history of SMU.
And they would admit that. They know that, of course.
I'm wondering, though, like, a game like that in a... What's the capacity there? Is it 45,000 or something like that?
I don't know if it's that big or not.
Let's say it's 40. Because it was really cool seeing those kids in there the other night and that stadium 100% packed and going crazy.
32,000.
The internet says 32.
32. Oh, my God. So how many tickets... What would the orange look like in that stadium?
30,000? No, because SMU is just as rich.
Yes.
So yeah, I think it'd be whatever sliver they get.
It's a home game.
Yeah, but you'd have a lot of UT folks trying to figure out ways to buy those tickets.
They would overpay for those tickets from SMU, yeah, and I'd be all for it.
I still think SMU would have the majority.
Yeah, they would.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, my God.
Quack.
It would be amazing. What age would you choose if you could go back and be any age you want for a month? 1 month.
A big D around my neck.
Yeah, hang on, Donovan.
That was edited.
What age was that?
Don't claim that. There were options, Donovan.
Why would you put that around your neck?
I don't know that I would go back.
I don't know.
What a weird necklace that would be.
But it'd get all the attention.
I would go back. Okay.
So you'd have a big D.
Like, are you going back with the knowledge you have now, or you just go back and relive?
You just go back and relive a month. Would you do... I would...
Something in college.
Well, first off, I would never do anything where I had to go to work for a month, right?
Sure. No cares in the world. That's college.
8 years old.
Who wants to do that?
You know what? Would you also go back at a time when girls didn't matter? Meaning...
Why would I do that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're free from that burden of that's what you're always like, oh, hey, what's going on? Like, but would you do like 11 or 12? You're just hanging out a month of summer with your friends.
Okay.
Okay, now that you put it that way.
That
just
could be
being
cool.
Outside and...
Yeah, it'd be fun and you have... Like, the worst thing that could possibly happen to you is you accidentally dropped your sandwich on the ground, so your mom makes you another one.
For real. Like, what could possibly go wrong?
Man. Yeah, that might be the golden, like, 10 years old, right in that range,
yes.
Where you're starting to have your own thoughts, but you still are innocent, and your parents protect you and take care of all of your needs.
Because I still do think that was the best time in life. Those summers that you had in elementary school.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome.
They seem like they lasted forever.
Yeah.
All you did was run around with your friends. You were always outside. You didn't care about the heat. You just played all the time.
Maybe that.
That's you may be one. Talking me into that.
Yeah.
That age now. It's, my last year at college was pretty damn fun.
Well, yeah, college. That's
pretty fun.
No, there's no doubt about that.
And it's just a month. It's not like you have to.
I just need a smidgen of what my knowledge is now to be able to go
that's,
back.
Yeah, that's
to
the thing. Is
just
that
a smidge.
You would want that? But would you want it at 12? What would it matter?
No, not at 12. But to go back to, say, like my last year in college, I just need.
At 2021? Now, I'd be dangerous with the knowledge that I have right now.
You don't need all of it. Just like a smidge.
What would be the smidge of knowledge, though?
Maybe that confidence that you get when you're older.
Yeah.
Where you don't care and you just...
ask a girl out and
right.
What it doesn't... You go up to the hottest girl in school.
Right.
And you're like, let's go. Because not one of us...
No.
Not one of us had the balls to go up to the hottest girl in school.
No.
And say one word.
Or the
100th
hottest girl in school.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
We wouldn't say one word.
Okay,
well, yeah, you would be wearing that necklace.
I'm going to kick everyone's ass in that control room.
It's the maybe not
every
the
one of
just
you.
that smidge of that
what are you
now confidence.
A big D around my
necklace.
I'm sorry. No, just that.
Yeah. All right. Email Travis, travis.mejia, M-E-J-I-A, at cumulus.com, if you would like to be the leader. Of the birdhouse.
So you get to be us with Jerry. You can ask us anything. Like, one person asks us whatever questions they've ever wanted to know.
There you go.